Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Well, this was just a crazy
time. Hi, sorry about that one. To do the old rope-a-dope on you. Now, I know you were very excited to hear Simon Miller's thoughts. No, don't leave. I know you're very excited to hear Simon Miller's thoughts on this seminal week in All Elite Wrestling, but it is my pleasure to inform you that, it's also quite scary, yes, that he is right now following a dream. Simon Miller is out there in the world right now chasing down something that he absolutely loves, and we here at What Culture Wrestling are incredibly proud of him. Don't worry, he'll be back for the next episode of this. Yes, he will, but right now he's doing something so important that you would not believe it. Yeah, so look, you got me for this 1 week and this 1 week only, but don't worry about it. It'll be a nice, fun treat for you. It'll be an incredibly scary, heart rate rising thing for me. And look, I used to up those downs standing on my head, didn't I? So do this every single week. It'll be a walk in the park. Besides, look, it's AEW. You can talk about it until the cows come home. It doesn't really, not hard, is it? Like, you've got Punk now, you've got Cole, you've got the Young Bucks, Omega, MJF, Jericho's still there. There's Cody Rhodes, for God's sake. You can talk about these guys with relative ease. Why has my phone suddenly started? One second, please. Hello? Yes, Cody Rhodes, that's what I said. You're kidding. Right, so we start with CM Punk sat in the middle of the ring for the hottest goddamn cold opening you have ever seen in your life. Whoop-hoo! He begins sermonizing, doesn't he? Talks about how he's inspired an entire generation of pro wrestlers. He talks about MJF and how he beat him in his hometown. He talks about Bret Hart. He talks about Roddy Piper. And if any of you are fortunate/unfortunate enough, delete as appropriate, to have Michael Sidgwick on Twitter, you'll have seen this. Yeah, you just have to let him have that little moment. Anyway, the pop that came out of me when he produced that dog collar from the box, and don't ask me how I know this, I will not give you that information, but the prop they've used for this reveal, that is just some of the cheapest, like, just easiest to get your hands on Amazon Marketplace fetish wear you can buy. Like, that chain would just snap like that if you were so... I'm not going to get into how I know that, but I'm sure they'll get a proper one for the real show. You'll have to do that, but that was cheap, entry-level BDSM tat. I didn't care for it. Anyway, up. Two incredible little bits when MJF actually came out to address this. First of all, he got greeted with this photo of him doing a meet and greet with CM Punk when he was just a little baba, and then he got not one, but two Raul Julia Street Fighter M. Bison references into the promo. You know the one I mean. For you, the day Simon Miller couldn't do ups and downs for AEW Dynamite was the worst day of your life, but for me, it was a Thursday. Backstage then, and we got Luchasaurus, and we got Jungle Boy, and we've got Christian, and I'm pretty sure somewhere down the line we're gonna get Jungle Boy versus Christian, but that's not really what this was about. It's just too short to really apply an up or a down to this. It was just like 10 seconds. But what I did notice, and did think was quite funny, was Luchasaurus, when Jungle Boy said the word three-way, made the exact same noise that Scooby-Doo makes when somebody points out to him he's a dog. Like, oh, you kids and your dog, and he goes, dog? Like that. He doesn't understand he's a dog, does he? Which I can only take to infer that Luchasaurus doesn't understand that he has loads of threesomes. Anyway, that's my takeaway. Danielson versus Moriarty now, and Melissa Joan Hart. Clarissa explains it all, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Is it ringside? Why? Unclear. Actually, when I used to do NXT ups and downs, I should always be quite relieved I wasn't doing AEW because I didn't know how I would find enough differentiation in talking about the matches every single week. So I just thought I'd end up saying, oh, this match was great and both the guys in it, they're really good, but they're different kinds of really good. And the match they had was really surprisingly inventive and excellent and the crowd loved it. And oh my God, it was just excellent. Guess what this was? Danielson is just, he's so good in AEW. Like, he's so good now, I get genuinely annoyed about all the years I had to spend not watching him do this exact character. Now, don't misinterpret that. There were parts in WWE that were good. There were parts in WWE that were great, but there were no parts in WWE that were this. And I just wish I'd watched this forever. I mean, it's an up, this match. Obviously, a massive, massive, massive up. But I just want to say Moriarty gets full credit for that, as well as Danielson, because, like, there's a kind of a clash of styles here. He uses athleticism to give a different dynamic to it. And ultimately, I just think if you are going to be in a good match with Bryan Danielson these days, you need to be able to get the absolute shawarma kicked out of you. And he did, repeatedly. There's also this spot where, I don't know if I've got an image of this, so you just have to watch it for yourself. They end up sort of, how do I even describe this? They end up on their heads, but also sort of propping each other up like a house of cards. Not like the typical reverse crab neck thing you're thinking of, like that, but more intertwined. And while they're doing that, they just start slapping the taste out of each other. That was a spot they did. My head fell off. But yes, Danielson gets the win, and he does so with a triangle sleeper while doing this, while he's lying on the ring apron and just... What a shagger. What an absolute shagger. I love him. Anyway, immediately after the match, and I'm half expecting either like Salem or Anselmo to jump into the ring or something, John Moxley comes out and he's doing a thing with Danielson at the minute, isn't he? Like, one of them wants to be friends, one of them really doesn't want to be friends. It's all quite cute, and it is going to end. It's going to end in really, really gory violence. Anyway, it's a really good promo this that harks back to like their earliest days. It talks about a match they had on the indies years and years and years ago. Someone dig that out for me, please. And it kind of boils down to Moxley saying, look, you kind of want to be friends. And I ain't saying no, I ain't saying yes, but I can't get away from the idea that the reason you want to be by my side in the ring is because you don't want to be across from me in the ring, because nobody want none of this. Now, I know I've been out of the game, I'm not really on the content anymore these days, so I'm not going to be trying to come up with a huge scoop here or anything, but I just think, looking into my crystal ball, Andy's head, looking into that for a second to see the future, I think these two might have a match. I've just got a feeling. Up. Another little promo here that probably doesn't need an arrow of any description, but Keith Lee, he's massive, isn't he? And he knows massive, massive words. Funny story, once did a show with Keith Lee, and me and him were waiting for the bus back to the hotel, and I joked, ha, if the bus doesn't show up, you could probably throw me there, right? And he went, yes. And that's the story. Acclaimed versus Wardlow now, and I just, can we change the aesthetic? I just want to review the rap separately from the ups and downs. Can we have a little change of vibe? Thank you. Anyway, yeah, appreciate you trying his best. Yeah, I know there's only so much you can do with four bars when you're just trying to build up to a wrestling match, but you rhymed boy with boy at the end there, and I can't shake the feeling that's more of a 2.0 move. You know, I'd expect that over there, but here, the bar is just, for me, slightly higher, so it gets it down. Just the wrap, though. We'll get back to reality in a second. So, it's a bit of a weird one, this, because pretty much all the action takes place in the little picture-in-picture break, which I know that's kind of par for the course. I'm not going to get bogged down by that. I don't really know what I think about the match itself, but I do know that I really want to order the Batman Calzone from Pizza Pizza, and that drivers who save a Progressive save $700 on average every single time. Then, power bombs. Down. I don't know, maybe that's a little harsh. I've seen the Powerbomb Concerto. I've seen Sean Spears decking people with chairs. I've seen the bad raps before, and everything else in the middle just kind of felt like an advert. So it did nothing for me, sorry. Right, we're backstage now, and it is interview time. How exciting. Dr. Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, and Rebel are joined by Mercedes Martinez, and they're getting all excited because this match is... What have I touched? I don't know what that is. What is that? Interruptions? I don't know what that is. I have to call Phil. Yeah, I've touched something. I don't know what it is. Can you come and fix it? Right, I've obviously touched something. I don't know what that is.
It's just the interruptions counter. It counts all the interruptions that happen in wrestling. It's at like 20 in AEW and like 50 something.
20 ever? That's not really.
20 in AEW this year.
20 this year?
Yeah, 50 across like AEW and WWE.
Okay, that's
this year.
Okay, right. Okay, second question.
It's only February.
Second question, who's the guy?
It's the guy from Karate Kid.
What, the film?
No, like the Netflix show, the Cobra Kai.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen Cobra Kai?
I've never seen Cobra Kai. It doesn't say that when he comes on. It's just
like
a guy.
Three seasons of it or something.
I'm I've never heard of that.
It's been a thing.
I'm just here because I watch AEW. I don't know who that is. They should mention that. This is all very confusing. You've changed too much. I don't like it. Look, I'll carry on. I'll do my best. That's not just me being weird. Is it like not everybody knows who that is? Just automatically? Like, I haven't got time to watch every single brand new Netflix show. I absolutely do have time to watch every single brand new Netflix show, but I haven't watched that particular brand new Netflix show. You can't just put him in unannounced with Britt Baker for no reason. No, try harder.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anyway, we're now back in the ring with Tony, and he's welcoming Adam Page, and they're going to talk about something, but they don't say what it is. I see why that's a thing now, yeah. Anyway, Cole and Page, they get into it, don't they? And he's been in battles, and he's been in wars, and he's got no friends, and he's got no friends either, and he's watched his other friends build a company, and he's got this belt, and he's never going to be allowed to have this belt either. And everywhere he's been, he's always just been referred to as the other Adam, and... Wow, wonder what that's like. Obviously an enormous up in itself, this, because who doesn't want to see this match take place? And the fact it's all based on mutual respect and understanding and their long-standing friendship just makes it all the better. And lol, no psych, Red Dragon get into the ring and they knock Cowboy out of him. And then there's just this enormous brawl for some reason. Security hit the ring and they kind of get four of them. Dark Order hit the ring as well. And then Red Dragon and Cole, they get out of the ring and then the camera almost completely misses like all of Dark Order chinning the security guards, including one guy who looks like he smells of a craft beer festival, getting thrown out of the ring. It's all a bit of a mess here, and like, they didn't tell production it was going to happen, but nonetheless, beautiful. Tag team action now, and the reason I say that in a silly voice is because Chris Jericho is still going by Le Champion, it seems. What is he Le Champion of, I ask? Spoon's Curry Club? Anyway, it's him and Hager versus Santana and Ortiz, and oh wait, here comes Eddie Kingston, and he's wearing the Timberlands, so you know stuff is gonna go down. So I'm not gonna get too into the minutiae of this match, but I will say that it's not what you're expecting. Like, it's way, way quicker than you would expect Jericho and Hager versus Santana and Ortiz to be. Like, it has worked at a breathless pace at points. Some of the spots are really inventive. Jericho works the face and peril angle absolutely brilliantly. Get the new Spicy Lovers pizza from Pizza Hut. Nobody out pizzas the Hut. The momentum swings back and forward. It's gonna get the up. But I just kind of want to give it that and then just skip ahead because the ending had me scratching my head a little bit. So Jericho withstands a load of near falls, eventually counters one into the walls, gets it locked in. right? And then Kingston is on the apron, desperately trying to help him get to the ropes to break this up. And then when he finally does get to the ropes, Kingston jumps onto the apron, right? Jericho goes, hits him in the face with a drop kick, and then in the distraction, he gets put down for the 1-2-3, loses his nut, and goes after Kingston. And then commentary tell you, this is an unprovoked attack from Chris Jericho on Eddie Kingston. Just want to get one thing clear, right? I'm not a professional wrestler. I'm not going to work in a professional wrestling ring. But if I'm recording this video and somebody comes in and starts messing with a camera and then starts trying to put me off and I end up making a mistake in the video and end up the video goes out and I get cancelled or something like that, I'm going to throw hands. I am absolutely going to try and bray them. And that's not an unprovoked attack. I think I'm well within my rights here. Mon yourself, Chris Jericho. Right, I don't know if any of you guys did do English at school or theatre production or anything that gets you into the arts or anything like that, but let me just give you a little crash course, right, on stuff like this. So you get Cole backstage, you've got the Bucks on one side, he's got Fish and O'Reilly on the other side, and they're cordial, they're on good terms, but also a little bit of tension there between the two teams with Cole in the middle. Well, don't know if anybody noticed this, but at the end of the segment, after they'd weirdly talked about their babies for some reason, Young Bucks go that way, Red Dragon go that way, and Cole goes, that's to represent his divided loyalties between his two groups of friends. It's genius. Brilliant. So am I allowed to be that? I haven't got Miller's big book of ups and downs rules on me at the minute. I don't know if I'm allowed to be that sarcastic about something and then not give it an up. So... up. Right, Thunder Rosa versus Mercedes Martinez, and it's no disqualification, and for some reason, this is just something you get to watch for free on television. How nice! First off, massive fan of the Kill Bill gear here. That was a nice touch, but this is just gorgeous, glorious violence. There's suplexes off the apron, they spill out into the crowd, they even open the match with a steel chair into a pipe. It's quite brutal, they get quite inventive with the spots. There's a really, really nasty looking, of all the things with the weapons, one of the nastiest looking spots is this reverse suplex off the apron right onto the back of the neck. That looked terrible, but the finish, Thunder Rosa gets in as a driver, boom, into the chairs, and that is it. It's fairly short, it's fairly sweet, but it's really, really good for what it does. The match, I'm gonna give it up to. I have that power. But again, I've not got it in for this guy, but then we go back to Cobra Ken or whatever he's called here in the crowd, and he's like, ah, Britt Baker, I told you that she was weak. He's not actually talking like that, he's just American, guys. I told you Mercedes Martinez was weak and she wouldn't get the job done on Thunder Rosa, so Britt's giving it that, and Hater and Rebel are getting in the ring and pounding her. Then they get Martinez in and they go, right, you do it. And she goes, I kind of don't want to. So they attack her as well, and then Thunder Rosa and Martinez are getting beat up, all while the guy from some Netflix show, who we only just saw a name card for, is like, aha, yes, good. Just made this stupid. Couple of quick video packages before the main event then, because apparently they love doing these, and you've got Malakai Black talking about violence begets violence or something like that, and there's somebody moving around in the background, but you can't see who it is. Nice tease, and then Jay White's here, and he's saying that actually he technically founded AEW by forcing Kenny Omega out of New Japan, and I'll say this, Jay White, that's certainly an opinion. Right, main event, and I don't know if you can actually see, but if I could, I would fully just take my trousers off for this one. Question though, I know I'm not as up on the AEW product as maybe I should be, so there's a possibility I've just missed this somewhere, but what's he got two belts for? Right, so it says here, they had an interim championship, because he couldn't defend it, and he won the interim championship and then did a ladder match where they had both the belts like they normally do for unifying stuff, and then he just keeps wearing them both. Okay. Straight up though, what are these two made of? Darby Allin and Sammy Guevara. Like, are they made of plastic? Are they made of that specific plastic you used to get in school that they made all the rulers out of so you could do that with it as much as you want, but it would never actually break? Are their bones made of old Nokia 3310s? I think so. Like, what a match. Like, I used to hate doing this about the old ups and down shows, right? Because sometimes there'd be a match so good. I don't want to tell you about that. You should just go and watch it and enjoy it because it's that good. But no, for some reason, I have to give it to you to consume in audio form with my shrill, annoying voice, which will not do any of it just... They had a spot in this match right? There's some guy you might remember here, right? Guevara goes for a crossroads. Oh, see what he did there? Gets counted out of it, goes for a disaster kick instead. Oh, see what he did there? Then he ends up in a figure four. Oh, see what he did there? Oh, and speaking of which, look who it was in the picture-by-picture break. Is it that side? Is it that side? It's there somewhere. Good bit of minutiae in this, right? Sammy goes for a Spanish fly, lands on his knee. Ow, no, my knee! And it kind of informs the rest of the match for him and even stops him getting his big knee to the face kick in later on. He can't quite land it and Darby counters it. I like it. You forget how that's wrestling supposed to be presented. I like when they do this clever, look, did you notice that? It's going to pay off later stuff. Spoils you, this show, doesn't it? It's also a bit where Darby dives through the ropes and Sammy catches him with a cutter and you're still standing there going, wow, that was really slick and really nice when Sammy does a swanton bomb by leaping into the air, not just rolling, by the way, leaping into the air to land flat on his back on the apron. And honestly, watching that made four or five of my bigger teeth loosen. Awful. Superlative pro wrestling that. Up, enormous, enormous, enormous up. I don't know if Miller has any gimmicks for this, but I'm going to give it the old Cleary clap. Bravo, boys. Well done. Finish, though. It just gets a little bit silly, in my opinion, because you've got Jose. I'm not totally sure who Jose is, but Jose comes out and he tries to stop Darby Allin, but Sting's there, because Sting's there, and he stops him, and then Andrade comes out, because Andrade's there, and he hits him with an old iPad in the face. And then Sammy Guevara goes, ah, he's been hit with an iPad, and goes and wins the match. And then, Matt Hardy, for some reason. Just, I know it'll make sense to you if you've watched it every single week. I've got to pick and choose when I drop in with this, so can you imagine, for me, who does not understand quite what the feud is here, to see Andrade, fair enough, but then Matt Hardy coming out in a three-piece suit to wail on a lad nearly 20 years younger than him, and for the show to go off the air with Matt Hardy going, adios, adios, Matt Hardy. No disrespect to Matt Hardy, but Matt Hardy, adios. Could give that a down, of course. It felt like a down, certainly. I do have the power to award that a down, but I choose not to do that. Because if I allow that to annoy me, then it has won, surely. I'm not going to give Matt Hardy that satisfaction. Adios. That was it. It was AEW Dynamite. It's the first time I've sat down and watched one of these from start to finish rather than coming into the office and being told immediately to watch something amazing that happened in quite a long while. And it's good, isn't it? It's actually really good, Dynamite. That's quite consistently excellent. You lucky buggers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.